This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Learning Masechta Ma'id Katan tonight, Chav Zayin Amid Beis. We're continuing various practices that were abandoned because it was embarrassing for the Aniyim. So therefore we wanted to keep things uniform. Yeah? So the Gemara had previously said they would usually serve the... They started out serving the rich in baskets of silver and gold, and the poor in willow baskets, and the Aniyim were embarrassed, so they said everyone gets the willow baskets. And at first they would give the rich to drink in white glass and the poor in colored glass, and the Aniyim were embarrassed, so they said everyone gets the colored glass. And at first they would uncover the face of the rich to show what happens to their robust features, and then they did not do that to cover up the shame of the poor. But bottom line, at first, they carried out the rich in a dargish, which, based on the Gemara before, means a leather bed. Aniyim beklicha, and aniyim in the bier. Mita shomesim, Rashi says. Aniyim misbaishin. Aniyim were embarrassed. Hiskinushu hakol moitzin beklicha. They were masakin that everyone goes out in the bier. But make foiden shalaniyim because of the honor of the poor. Barishaina hayomanichin es hamugmar tachas choylei meayim. At first, they put spices, incense, under those who had intestinal disease, because their bodies would smell when they died. Tachas choylei meayim mesim, those who died of intestinal disease. V'hayu choylei meayim chayim es baishim, and those who were suffering alive from intestinal disease were embarrassed that this is what's going to be their fate, that they're going to have to be deodorized after they died. So therefore, it was embarrassing for them. So Skinu, they made a takanish yomanichen tachasakal, that they put these incense under everyone, and they kvoiden shalcholim mayayim chayim. Everybody got these spices for the honor and dignity of those who are sick of intestinal disease who are alive. Barishaina hayu matvilin es hakelim al gabe nidois mesais. At first, when a woman would die, while she was a nida, they would be toivel her kelim because her kelim would be tomas nida. Vayonidois chayes misbaishos. So the living nidois were embarrassed that this would be their fate. Hiskinushu matvilin al gabe kolanashim. So they're masakin to be toivel for all women. Why? When they kvaidon shal nidois, out of the honor of those who are nida chayos who are alive. Barishayna matbilin al gabe zovin mesim. At first they were toivel the kalim of zovim. A man or a man is a zov if he emits a certain.
Why is this embarrassing for
the living nidos? Because they knew when they were going to die, they were going to be their stuff would have to be like purified, as if they're toxic, as if they're contaminated or something. So while they were alive, thinking about what their fate would be when they would die, that was embarrassing for them. Likewise, the same thing by a zav. Barishayna matbilen agabi zav and mesim. At first, they were toivel on account of the vessels of people who died when they were a zav. Hayu zaven chayim es baishin. It was embarrassing for the zavim who were alive. Hiskinu, they made a takana, shiyu matvilin al gav hakol, that they would be matvil, they were toivil, everybody's kelim, and they kvaydon shal zavim chayim, out of the honor and dignity for those who are zavim who are alive. Okay. Barishayna, at first, hayso hitzas hameis kasha l'kroiv av yosem imisasai. In the beginning, the expenses of the mess were more difficult for the relatives than the death. The death, okay. So who's going to support us? I don't know. But the rich started, the clothing the rich would wear when they died and were carried out to be buried. They wore fancy custom-made suits and custom-made shirts. And it was such a fortune that when poor people had relatives that died, they just deposited them on the street. They couldn't deal with it. They couldn't deal with the expenses.
Those were expensive.
Yeah. The shrouds, you should have seen the custom shrouds that the rich were seen in. Ad shahayu kroiva manichin oisai. The relatives would just abandon the body, ubarchin, and they would flee. Ad shabar Rabban Gamliel, until Gamliel came along. V'noag kalas roish ba'atzvay. And he was noyeg a lightness in himself, meaning he, or okay, the two pshatim in Tosfos, v'yatza b'kli pishtan, and he went out with linen garments. So Tosfos says in the first pshat, he commanded that that's what they should do to him, that when he dies, he should wear simple shrouds. Some say that what it means is he commanded, he did this to one of his own relatives. However, Tosfos says the first pshat is more mashma in the lashon because it says ba'atzmai. That implies that he had this done to himself. V'yatza b'kli pishtan, and he went out with linen. V'nagwa am achrav. Latzeis b'kli pishtan, and the people accustomed themselves following his lead to go out in linen garments. Amar Papa, Rav Papa said, "Ve'il idna." Nowadays, nohog alma, the minog is afilu b'tsarda bar zudi. Even in sarda, I believe it's canvas. Rashi says, canvas, yeah, canvas, which is cost one zuz. Okay, so the Brisa, the Mishnah said that we don't put the bier of a Talmud Chacham in the street because we don't want to elicit eulogies in general, even though we do eulogize a Talmud Chacham on Chol HaMoed. Even though Chol HaMoed, there's no Avelos on Chol HaMoed, we do eulogize a Talmud Chacham. Amra Papa, Ein Moed Befnei Talmud Chacham. There is no Chol HaMoed in the presence of a Talmud Chacham because the Torah sort of overrides any joy of Yom Tov. And therefore, for Talmud Chacham, we do eulogize on Chol HaMoed. Says the Bir Halacha b'zman hazeh, we can't say about anybody that they have the status of a Talmud Chacham to override Yom Tov. But the Braisa said, Rav Papa continues, v'kol shekein chanukah uparim. All the more so, we will eulogize the Talmud Chacham on Chanukah and Purim. What's the all the more so? So the simple pshat is, on Chol HaMoed there's Isser Malacha, on Chanukah and Purim there's no Isser Malacha.
Chol HaMoed is also Dairaisa, no?
Chol HaMoed, yes, according to many Rishonim is Dairaisa. And some say the Kol Shekein is that if on Chol HaMoed where there's no Avelos, certainly on Chanukah and Purim where there is Avelos. So this is a major discussion in Halacha. Is there Avelos on Chanukah and Purim? Is there Avelos, or is there only Avelos Betzina? The Rambam says there's even Avelos Befarhesya on Chanukah and Purim. That's a big shaila that the Rishonim discuss. What is the status of Chanukah and Purim for Avelos? You want to, if you have a moment, do you have the Rush in the back of your Gemara? Just the Marsha. The Rush quotes the Marame Rotenberg. Let's see. He quotes Kasav the Sefer Hamitzayos. The Rush quotes the Sefer Hamitzayos. Veheicha the Shachav leShichva. Somebody dies. Otzer le lemisbad ulemina gavelos bepuraya. Eulogy and avelos is otzer on Purim. So again, this is not what we said because we wanted to make a koshikain that if there's no avelos on Chol HaMoed, but there is avelos on Chanukah and Purim. So the Rush quotes the Rishon, the Sefer Hamitzayos, that eulogy and avelos is asr on Purim. V'yisr be'milsa asr l'meisav betanisa. You can't fast. Amar Rav Yosef, simcho mishra v'yomtev k'siv, simcho mishra melamish asurim betanis v'yomtev melamish asurim b'asiyas melacha uvehesper uvetanis asr. Says the Rush, Veheicha d'sho l'shiv mekami puraya. If somebody died before Purim, this rami puraya begoy shiva yimei avilos badla yimei gzera shem yidhavar agalim. Purim is like a yomtiv, and Purim is mevatel shiva. Now, you ever hear of such a thing? No, right? But the Rush brings such a shita. V'regala mafsikin. Why is regal mafsik? It says simcha. B'samal recha Purim nami simcha k'siv. Yimei mishta b'simcha. The dafka Purim av Chanukah loy mifsika. But you're now to eulogize. It says that's beferish in the Gemara on Shabbos. Yom Hanukkah Tamanya Inan Deloy L'mitzvah Lahem. So he quotes Maram in Rotenberg. That if Purim is Mavato Shiva, it should be Mavato Shloishim.
But eulogy might be different because you're not allowed to eulogize 30 days before Chag and Purim is 30 days before Pesach. So that is for sure already a problem. Like, there's nothing new. But,
So the Maharam in Rutenberg disagrees, and he says the Hikshar Ben Omer Kivan the Srile the Shah Achas of Nea Purim Bali Menagzer Shiva Mkenu Adinami Shiva Yom of Nea Purim Bali Menagzer Shloishim. He says Va'oid the Chazin the Purim Loi Chosiv Kuragam the Tan Noshim Ben Moyed Ma'anos Loi Matveichos of a Purim Ma'anos Matveichos Va'ar Rabbi Omer Shloi Yisabel Klal B'Purim. The Yom Mishta v'Simcha Kiblu Alay v'Chanukah Purim Asurim Behesed of Atinus. In other words, we're not misabel on Purim, but Dvarm Shabbatzina Noyeg, which is a major chiddush that Dvarm Shabbatzina is Noyeg on. In other words, you're not misabel for Hesa, but you are Noyeg Dvarm Shabbatzina. But the Rambam paskins, we are misabel b'far hesya on Purim. In other words, we paskin, somebody does sit Shiva on Purim. So there are basically three shitas here in the Rishonim. You have the Rush brings the Sefer HaMikzayis, there's no Avelos at all, and Purim is Mavatel. You have the shita of the Maharam Rotenberg, that there is Avelos b'far hesya, and you have the shita of the Rambam, that there's even... the Maharam Rotenberg holds there's Avelos b'tzina, and the Rambam holds there's even Avelos for Farhesia.
In Purim, there's a halacha that you don't put an extra empty seat, right?
On Purim, there's a halacha, right? You don't...
You don't do the empty...
Zechel Chorban.
Zechel Chorban.
Right. Good. Okay. Says the Gemara, B'hani milu b'fanav, this thing that you eulogize a Talmud Chacham is only if Talmud Chacham is present. Avo shaloi b'fanav, if he's not present, lai. You don't eulogize him on Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Gemara, Eini, this is not so. Rav Kahana, Safdei l'Rav Zvid mi Neharda. But Rav Kahana eulogized Rav Zvid from Neharda, b'fum Nahara. In Pumnara. And Rav Zvid passed away in Neharda, and he eulogized him in Pumnara, where he wasn't there. Rav Papi said, Yoim Shmua Hava. It was the day of the report. And the day of the report is so difficult, ukebefan of dummy, and it is analogous to his presence. Ukebefan of dummy. What? The day you hear about the patira. The day you hear about it is as painful as if the Talmud Chacham is there. Amarula, hesped al lev. When it says in Tanakh, the lashon of hesped, it does not mean a eulogy, it means to bang the chest. The chsiv al shadayim soifdim. They were masbed on their chest. So it doesn't mean to eulogize, it means to bang. Tipuach, when it says in the Mishnah, tipuach biyad, it's with the hand, they clap the hand. Kilos, when it says in the Tanakh, mekalsim, it refers to stamp the foot. Tan rabbanon hamekales laikales besandal. One who's going to stamp in Avelo should not stamp with a sandal, ela b'minol, but rather with a shoe. Because if you stamp with a sandal, the sole is so thin, the sole is not attached well to the foot, it might slip off and you might break your foot. Mimnei asakana, out of danger. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avel kivan shenina roishai. And Avel, once he nods his head, shavein menachemin. You don't console him anymore. Ein menachemim, Rashan Leishavetzlai. The consolers are not permitted to sit next to him. So what does this mean exactly? When the Avel nods his head, the Menachemim are not allowed to sit by him anymore. So two pshatim. One pshat is, Rashi learns, if he's nodding his head, that means he accepts their consolation. So if he accepts their consolation, that means he has digested what happened and he is accepting the consolation that the people are offering. Once he has accepted the consolation, you're not to add anything else. He's already consoled. There's nothing more that needs to be said. Another pshat the Rishonim say is that an avil is not to say hello. He's not to greet somebody. So he just starts talking. He's also not allowed to say goodbye. So how are you supposed to know when to leave? You know, so when he starts looking at his watch. No, when he nods his head, that means, get out of here, I've had enough talking to you, leave. It's a nice way of saying leave now. So then you have to leave, you got to take the cue and get up and go. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'kol chayav in lamoid mipnei nasi. Everyone has to stand up for a nasi, or a tamid chacham, chutz mei avel v'chayla, except for a mourner or a sick person. Because these people, why do we stand up for a nasi out of respect? But for an avel, it's not even a token of respect for him to get off the floor and to stand up for a nasi, and therefore the chiyuvim of standing up for a talmid chacham do not apply to an avel or a chayla. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yoradea Simon Shin Ayin Vav brings from the Shal Sechuba Shvas Yaakov that v'hu adin on Tisha B'Av, you do not have to stand up for a talmid chacham on Tisha B'Av. Interesting chiddush. Apparently, some people, their makbid the whole year might be Tisha B'Av, so they never stand up. But what? Also, Nasi is like a melech.
Because Yaakov, right, yeah. When Yosef came, Yaakov went up, and the Rashi says there because he was a melech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, you mean well, he was a chayla, so why was he standing?
Right.
He was a chayla, so why was he standing up? Kavod Malchus, Rashi says.
Right.
So, you mean, why? Doesn't say he stood up. It says, Vayishtachu Yisrael, Vayishtachu Yisrael, Rosh Hamita. He sort of gathered himself.
Uh-huh.
Now it's interesting. You have a chumash. There's a stira in Rashi's over there in Parshas Vayechi, because one Rashi says they kaven malchus. Another Rashi says tala beidna salakle, a fox in his moment.
Right.
So which one is it? Is it a fox in his moment? You stand up, or is it kaven malchus? Yeah. Anyway, so you're asking Yaakov Avinu was a choyla, why is he standing up for Yosef?
Well, that's right, unless
it's
unless
not standing up.
Fine, right.
Thank you. So let's see, it says...
So then should a novel do the chatzi?
Vayischazik Yisrael. Amar afal pishu b'ni melechu achalik lekavod. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Gemara continues. It says the Gemara Vamar Rabbi Yochanan lekol Aymrim lahem shavu chutz mei aval v'chayla. Everyone we say sit except for an aval and a chayla. Meaning when you stand up for a nasi, people have to remain standing until they're told to sit. We tell everyone to sit, but an aval and a chayla, they could sit on their own. Why could they sit on their own? Because they didn't have to stand up in the first place. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Aval yoyim rishon aso lecha lecha mishalayin. Aval on the first day, he's not to eat his own bread. Now this is machlokes rishonim, it means the whole first day or just the first meal. Since the merciful one said to Yechezkel, he told him that his wife is going to die, but all the regular practices of Avelos do not apply to him. And the bread of men do not eat. That implies everybody else needs to eat the bread of others. What's the reason that they need to eat the bread of others? We're afraid that if you eat your own food, you're going to be so absorbed in your mourning, you're not going to eat. So we say, you're now to eat your own food. We make sure other people bring you food so they can ensure that you actually eat. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, mechalfi sudasayu lahadadi. They had a deal. They couldn't both afford. What they did was, when one of them was an avel, the other one would bring him their meal. So even though technically, it's not even considered like someone else is bringing them their meal, because when they would reciprocate, so it's like there's an obligation to do it. But even so, since it wasn't said explicitly that there's an obligation, it's okay. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Meis Be'ir, if there's someone who passed away in the city, The whole city has to stop working and tend to the needs of the mess. So Rav Hamnuna Iklaledrumasa. Rav Hamnuna came to the city of Drumasa. Shama kol Shipura. He heard the sound of the shofar, the shachva, that somebody passed away. Chaza Hanachin, she deka avdi avirita. He saw the people, they were doing work. They were still working, even though the person, someone died. Amar Lahu, he said, Lahava Hanachin, she bishamta. These people should be in Cherem. Loi shachva ika b'masa. Isn't there someone who's dead in the city? Why are you guys working? Amrulay, they said, Chaburasa ika b'masa. There are unions in the city. There are chevras in the city. So there's a chevra kadisha. Each profession has their own chevra. And therefore, this person is not going to go with his needs unmet. But in other words, when do we say everyone is asar bimalacha? That's when it's there's no group that has taken the responsibility to take care of the needs. But in this case, the person will be have his needs taken care of through the chevra. Amar lahu, he said, Yihachi shar yalachu. The cherem should become mutter, or then it's permitted for you to work. So from here we learn, and bizman hazeh, where there is a chevra, when somebody dies, people don't have to take off from work. But for the levaya, technically, if somebody's being escorted in the city, people have to stop doing what they're doing to escort the mess. Someone who grieves for the mess too much, he's going to end up crying over another mess. If you put in overtime for the first mess, it's going to happen that you're going to end up crying over another mess. Hahi itza dehavas b'shevivusei d'Rav Huna. There was a woman in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. Havel hu shiva bani. She had 7 sons. Meis Charmina, one of them died. Havas Kabachya b'yisirta. She cried excessively, Aleh, for their son. Shalach la Rav Huna. Rav Huna sent her a message. Lo yisavdiach, don't do this. Lay ashkechabe, he didn't pay attention. Shalach la, he sent to her. Eat saitzis mutav, if you listen to me, good. V'iloi, and if not, savis zavdasa li'idach mis. Do you want to make shrouds, provisions for another mess? I mean, don't do this. If you're going to do this, then you're going to end up having to bury another son. Umesu kulu, they all died. L'soif Amrila, in the end, he told her, Temush zavdasa lenavshech. You're preparing shrouds for yourself. Umisa, and she died. So one should be careful not to cry excessively for a mess. After all, who has more mercy than the Creator Himself? And if the Ribbono Shel'Olam saw to it to take away, then kach
ratzaynai. What's considered excessive? Ah.
Okay, good. So the Gemara is going to set forth the guidelines. There's a pasuk that contrasts the death of Yehoyakim, who died in Eretz Yisrael, to Yechaniah and other Jewish kings who died in Chutz Aretz. Al tifku lemeis, don't cry for the dead, v'al tanudu, and don't shake your head, lai. So we darshan this pasuk, al tifku lemeis, don't cry for the dead, yoyser midai, excessively. V'al tanudu lai, do not nod your head, yoyser mikashir, more than the amount. What's the shir haketzad? Shloisha yamim lebchi, the Torah gives 3 days for crying. 3 days a person's entitled to cry. And v'shivel hesped, 7 days of eulogy. U'shloishim legeyot, 30 days not to press clothing or to take a haircut. Mikan ve'elach, from here on, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i'atem rachmanim ba'yosim mimeni. You don't have mercy more than me. That pasuk continues, b'chai, b'chai l'haylech. Cry continuously for the one who has gone. What does this mean? I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, you know who you could cry continuously for? L'haylech b'lei banim. Someone who dies without children. That's a tragic end. Someone who dies without children, he doesn't have a continuity, doesn't have an heir. So that's a tragedy. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi did not go to the house of mourners. His learning was too precious. He would not give up on his learning to go to the house of mourners. Ela leman da'azav leibani, only for someone who died without children. Dechsev, like the pasuk says, b'chay b'chol lahilech, cry excessively for one who leaves this world without children. Ki lo yashavoid, because he's never coming back. Ura'eyas eretz meiladatoy, to see the land of his birthplace. Rav Huna amar, Rav Huna said, that you know what it means? B'chay b'chay lahilech, ki lo yashav. Kila Yashav could be interpreted, he will not do tshuva. Who will not do tshuva? Amar zeh sha'avar avir v'shanaba. Someone who violated a sin and repeated it will not do tshuva. Rav Huna l'tameid, Amar Rav Huna, kivan sha'avar adam avir v'shanaba. Once somebody violated a sin and repeated it, hutshalai, it becomes mutter to him. Says the Gemara, hutshalai sakadaitach, you think it really becomes mutter to him? Ela'ema, but rather say, nasis loy keheter. It becomes as if it's mutter to him. Because once a person repeats the sin, there is this psychological phenomenon that occurs, that to allow you to live with yourself, you have to convince yourself it must not be usur, because how did I do it again? One time you could say, I made a mistake, but if you're repeating it, you convince yourself that it's mutter, right? That's why we explain that in order to have charata, you have to first do aziva sachet, because so long as you're doing it, how could you feel bad about it? Okay, the Gemara concludes. Amar Rav Levi, Avel, a mourner, Shloisha Yomim Harishayim, in the first 3 days, Yira es Atzmai Kilu Cherev Munachaslai Bein Shtei Kesefav, the Shilta says, the Ger says. The first 3 days of Avelos, one should imagine that since the relative passed away, there's like a dark cloud over the family, and there's like a sword between his shoulders, primed for the next casualty. Mishloisha ad shiva, from the third to the seventh day, kilu munachas lai kenegda b'karen zavis. The sword is still close, but not as close. It's opposite you in the corner. Mikan ve'ilach, kilu oiveres kenegda b'shuk. From here on, it's as if it passes opposite you in the marketplace. Until when, Tosfos says, ad yud beis chodesh. Says Tosfos, v'hachi isa b'yushalmi, ko shiva hacherv hishlufa. Till 7, the sword is drawn. Ad shloshim hiroi fefes, it's weak. L'achar yud beis chodesh, hi chazeres l'ta'ara, it returns to the sheath. Olamaha davar doima, l'kipa shel avanim. I believe the Shulchan Aruch brings this mashal, that when someone in the family dies, it's analogous to a pile of pebbles. Kivan shenizda achas mehem. Once one pebble is budges, nizdazu kulam. A family is like a unit, one rests on the other. Once you remove one of them, then everybody becomes unstable. And likewise, the Gemara in Shabbos says, when one brother dies, everyone should worry. Or it says, echad v'chabura shemes yidagu kol hachabura. But midotay v'meruba. So if one person in the chabura has a simcha, or if let's say one person in the chabura finishes a masechta, then everyone should be happy. And certainly, if the whole chabura finishes a masechta, everyone should be happy. So that's what we're going to try to do, Bezus Hashem, next week. Shkaya. Anybody have a space heater?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.